Finding who you are is difficult for anyone, and it's a very extremely hard task to do it as a young person. Good day and welcome to another episode of Theory of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy this episode titled Finding Who You Are. In a world where obstacles and challenges appear on a daily basis, in a world where trends just appear from left to right without us knowing how to find who we are. It's not an easy task to discover who you are. Sometimes to find out who you are, it takes a lifetime. It's not an easy task because when you want to find out who you are, you have to dig deep within you. Yet in this world, you're not living alone. Here comes the challenge which most of us are facing. When we try to find out who we are at a young age, the reason we do not know who we are is that I have friends and I will also look at how they are performing and what are they doing, how things are standing for them, and I forget that I have my own life, that I am a different being from the next person who's sitting next to me. Believe me, it sounds like we all know it, who we are. We all mostly assume that we have figured life already, but there are some of us out there who really struggle with finding and getting to know ourselves very deeply. As I've just said, the first thing that we stumble upon, the first challenge, the first obstacle, is we are looking at the next person, our friends, what they're doing. Your friends, they are living a different life. We as young people are failing to understand that we can be friends, but yet all of us are on different parallel journeys. Yes, we can meet here and there and become friends, but it does not mean certainly that we have the same life. Life is a journey about where we have to interact with other people. How they rub off on you, it remains with you. What we have to understand in life is that no matter how close you become to a person, no matter how tight the relationship is, remember that you have to always know who you are. That's the first one, the daunting task most young people go through. We look what our friends are doing, what our peers are doing, and we assume that what they're doing is also what might seem to be right for us. That delusion which we find ourselves facing as young people, that we assume what my neighbor is doing is right, what my friend is also what I am. We have to understand that this journey may interrelate, but we fail to assume and take a picture that I am different. You have to sit down at the end of the day and look at who you are, discover what you are. Yes, we might be having a lot of things in common, but we are not the same. That's the first stumbling block. Finding who you are is you bound to look at what your friends are doing. And we put a lot of pressure upon ourselves. What is from us looking at what our friends are doing, assuming that we are moving on the same pace with them and we have to be doing what they're doing at the same age, comes a problem of us putting ourselves under pressure. As a young person, never put yourself under pressure, assuming that what your friend does is what you have to do. For an example, we can all go to university. No, I mean, what I'm trying to say is that all of us are gonna go to a high school and primary. We can be there together. Yes, at that stage, discovering who you are is not an easy task, because there all of us are the same. Mostly we do the same subjects in growing up in primary and jump to high school, until you go to a certain level where you will choose when you're going towards the end of your schooling life. That's where you'll get to understand, and that's where problems start to come and start to mount, that we tend to look at what our friends are doing, and that's when we tend to believe in that saying which says the same birds flock together. But each bird has to know who it is in that flock. We cannot all say the same birds flock together, not knowing who I am, because I will get carried by the wind, doing wrong things, and I'll suffer the consequences on my own. We as young people go through a lot of pressure trying to prove to our friends that we are going through the same lane with them. We go an extra mile trying to impress others, forgetting that that's not who we are, forgetting that we do not know who we are. We're still trying to discover who we are. We're still on a journey, trying to understand myself. On top of that, I'll be under pressure to try to impress someone. If you go and see what's happening in school, you should understand that the pressure is real out there. You'll get to understand that what seems to be easy is difficult. If most people had the knowledge of where they discovered who they are, if they were had that knowledge in when they were in high school, believe me, most people would say, I wouldn't have done what I did in high school, because I was trying to impress other people. The pressure keeps on mounting when you're in high school, and the moment you part ways and you end up going to university, some people do not need to go to varsity afterwards. They just survive on their own. They discover that there's no need for them to go there. That's when they know they have discovered themselves. Some people just need to go to university because we're different. Our genes are not the same. So do not, when you see someone who goes, who you attended with in school, gets a car at an early age, good for them, congratulate to them. Do not say, wow, they're buying cars and I'm still walking. Your genes won't be the same. Discover who you are and understand that you are different from other people. Your journey might be going an extra mile, but discover who you are. Find out who you are. After you find out who you are, now, after all these trends which are happening in this world, after you have all, we all have role models, we all have people who we look up to. Now, here comes another sticky part. If you find out who you are, stay as who you are. That's the other issue. How can you stay as who you are? If you find who you are, how do you stay and remain the original? How do you stay you and not fall into the trap of becoming a duplicate or chasing your idols of what they are trying to do? If you ask me, how I discovered who I am, I discovered myself after a period of a tragedy where I lost my parent, one of my parents. I also thought, in my life, if I tell you, I never discovered myself outside. I can say I was lucky to discover myself in high school. Believe it or not, after the tragedy of losing my father, life just became clear. I was also on a path of wanting to have a girlfriend in high school, of wanting to do all of those things. Yes, I did it for a specific time. I won't lie to anyone. I did it. But afterwards, when my dad passed on, I sat down with myself, with no one. People assume I'm just saying this. It's something I did. I introspected myself and asked me, Blessing, yes, we dated someone here and there, but are we really happy? Is it who we are? And I found out that I have been chasing the wrong things at the wrong time. I looked at myself and I discovered that, no, life has its own stages, okay? People, you do not need to. If people are dating and they enjoy it, that's their own. I discovered that, no, let me just pause a little. Move away from dating, chasing those things. Let me just focus on my schoolwork. Yes, the result started to show. That average learner, which I know I was starting to get more good results. I started to discover myself that, yes, although public speaking, even before I discovered myself, was something I was good at, I just kept on increasing it, understanding that if I am me, I have to keep on improving. You have to improve yourself and always stick and remain to who you are. Don't get carried away by the wind. During that course in high school, I chose pure math. This math, in South Africa, we call it pure math. And there's also mathematical literacy. And there's also technical math. So at my school, there was just pure math. This is the pure raw material of math, with the mathematics, which is state, which has algebra, geometry, and everything. I took it. I went there. Also, in the process of discovering myself, I went there for just 2 terms. After those 2 terms, I discovered one thing about myself. I won't survive there. I will not survive. If I would have stayed there, I would have struggled with attaining university levels, which I was aiming for. So what did I do? I jumped ship. I went after the third and fourth term, those 2 last terms, I went and tried out math literacy. As a part of discovering myself, I found out that with math literacy, I was excelling. Some people came to me and said, you know what, Blessing, you should go back to pure math. A family friend came back and said to me, yeah, he said, I understand you're excelling there, you are happy, but you should go back to pure math. There's more chances of success and getting jobs and being enrolled in high school. With due respect to him, I didn't return to math, to the pure math, because of one thing. I had found out who I am, and me doing pure math was nothing which was going to benefit my identity in school. I pushed and excelled in everything, but I kept on going, discovering that, yes, here and there, life is complicated. I stayed with myself. Yes, there are many trends in this world which appear day after day. And if we're not careful, you will get sucked into it. Yes, I tasted freedom. I went to Vice City. Now that's when, as a person, you have to really start to know yourself. Because here's where the problem starts as a young person. If you are not sure of who you are, believe me, If you go to university without knowing yourself, there's a higher chance that you're going to get even lost in university or college. Get the freedom after high school. If you haven't discovered yourself, there's a higher possibility that you're going to get lost. I refer university life or college as to being a jungle. Believe me, you're on your own in that environment. Your quest to survival is your own decisions. If you do not know, believe me, if you do not know yourself, you are in big trouble. Because your parents are not there, siblings are not there, mostly friends are in different institutions. Now you are on your own. Yeah, remember there's party life. You can jump in there and try it. You can try anything here. But if you do not know yourself, you're in it for a big trouble, because you will take some decisions unaware. You might bump into the wrong crowd. Then things of you you'll even get more lost than you could ever imagine. This is a period where you have to really dig deep and find yourself and say, I am this. Because at the moment, that part of that freedom, it's about you getting yourself, or else you'll end up doing things or dropping out. Or if you're a girl, you might end up. I feel sorry when I see a person first year and she's a lady and she's a, I feel very sorry. I just feel like they were done, the choices were very poorly done. When a person gets pregnant on the first year, I just see it as not knowing yourself, when going with the wrong decisions. Because as in university, if you take bad decisions after bad decision after bad decision, it will result at the final death of your own self. So it finding yourself and sticking to it on its own is very hard. We have to survive the trends. Believe me, social media is big. It's very big now. And it is terrorizing young people. You see, those things which you see when you're at home sitting and you say you want freedom. I often tell people that, are you sure that when you apply, you want to go far away from home? What do people say to me? Yes, Blessing, I am extremely tired of being home. Yes, going far, there's its own problems, because you have to adapt, you have to know yourself, you have to understand that everything which you are doing is going to work for you, and on top of that, you're going to be able to stick to yourself. Make sure you deliver at the end of each semester. So finding yourself in this world, it's a job and a half. Because getting lost is more simpler than getting to know yourself. So try to find yourself. Know who you are and stick to that. Don't get carried away by the wind, because at the end there will come a time where you are more wiser in life. You will sit down and you say, if I did 1, 2, 3 in this way, I could have ended up with 1, 2, 3 in my life. If I did 5, 6, 7, 8, I could have ended up working for that company. If I did, you know, talking about if in the past tense is so painful. If I knew myself then, with all the knowledge, I have now, I would have done things differently. Automatically, it's regret. Now I'm showing a sign of, I am regretting everything which I did up to that end. So finding who you are, it's not easy as it seems. And staying as who you are and improving yourself, also, it's not all easy as it seems. All of this require you to know yourself. All of these things are difficult. But if you want to know who you are, you really have to dig deep within yourself and start to ask yourself, who am I? What do I want in this life? What makes me happy? What makes me sad? What is that I can tolerate? To what extent will I tolerate it? On how long can I tolerate it before I tell a person that, look, what you did, one so and so and so, I don't like it at all. So if you do it next time, I will have to cut way, part ways with you, or 1, 2, 3. You have to understand what you can tolerate as a person and what you cannot tolerate, as that is who you are. You have to dig deep and find out who is the person you look at the mirror, or when you're at the water reflecting, who is that? I'm JB State, never be too to explore yourself. Thank you.